KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school softball and baseball, last night the games that were set to be played here in Atlantic got postponed. A little bit of lightning moving into the area right when they were getting ready to get games started. So both the baseball and softball contest against Lewis Central for Atlantic have been moved to Wednesday. The baseball game has been set for a 1 o'clock afternoon contest Wednesday, and the softball game has been moved to a 7:30 start on Wednesday night. We were scheduled to bring you that baseball game last night, and that, of course, got postponed, and that will no longer be a possibility to air that game for you. Other games that did get in last night in area softball scores, it was AHSTW 15-1 over Audubon, Boyer Valley an 11-5 winner over Charter Oak Ute, Cam beat Arweva 9-4, Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 3-0. Denison Schleswig beat Kemper Catholic 12-1. Glidden Ralston was a 14-1 winner over Woodbine. Harlan 14-2 over St. Albert. It was IKM Manning 10-0 over Tri-Center. Logan Magnolia was a 12-2 winner over Riverside. Maple Valley Anthon Odo 11-3 over River Valley. Newell Fonda was a 10-0 winner over East Sac County. Pleasantville beat East Union 12-0. Shenandoah 12-1 over Clarinda. Southwest Valley 13-11 over Stanton. It was Trainer 4-1 over Missouri Valley. Van Meter beat Guthrie Center 16-0. In area baseball scores from last night, it was Arweva topping Cam 7-1. Coon Rapids Bayard 18-3 over West Harrison. Councilbus Thomas Jefferson 15-0 over Fremont Mills in five innings of play. Creston topped Red Oak 12-5. It was Harlan 8-1 over St. Albert. Kemper Catholic 10-2 over Denison Schleswig. Lennox was a 9-2 winner over Stanton. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 12-2 in five innings of play. Maple Valley Anthon Odo was a 15-1 winner over River Valley. Panorama 10-9 over Earlham. Trainer was a 5-2 winner over Missouri Valley. Van Meter beat ACGC 16-1. West Central Valley over Madrid 12-6. And West Monona was a 12-3 winner over Westwood there in high school baseball for you from last night. Also, in another note from high school athletics, the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association released their boys soccer all-state choices from the 2017 season yesterday. Area athletes that were honored, including Class 1A Luke Waters, the junior from St. Albert, was named to a first-team member. Rodrigo Barajas of St. Albert, the senior, also a first-team selection. Also in the Class 1A, as honorable mention picks, were Roger Fries, the senior from Underwood, and Preslin Groby, the senior from AHSTW. In Class 2A, named to the honorable mention team, were Cesar Rodriguez, a sophomore from Denison Schleswig, and Nelson Lopez, a senior from Denison. Keaton Jones, a junior from Harlan, also an honorable mention selection there in 2A. And in Class 3A, Austin Klein, the senior from Lewis Central, was an honorable mention selection there as well. Those are your boys' all-state soccer choices from the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association. You can take a look at the full list of all the honorees. We have a link to that on the same story on our sports page at KJN.com. Also in other sporting news, here from yesterday's action, the Golden State Warriors brought Kevin Durant to the Bay Area last summer for the express purpose of winning an NBA title and erasing the memory of last year's collapse against Cleveland in the finals. And that mission is now accomplished. Durant pumped in 39 points, and the Warriors won their second championship in three seasons by taking Game 5 of the Finals, 129-120 over the Cavaliers. The All-Star forward shot 14 for 20 from the field, including 5 for 8 from three-point range, and helping Golden State close out its third title since the franchise moved from Philadelphia in 1962. Durant was named MVP of the Finals 10 years after being taken second overall in the NBA draft. Warriors guard Stephen Curry shot just 2-for-9 from beyond the arc, but finished with 34 points and a team-high 10 assists. The Cavaliers got off to a sizzling start after ripping the Warriors 137-116 in Game 4 to extend the series. Cleveland enjoyed a 41-33 lead in the second quarter Monday before the Warriors ripped off a 28-4 run. The Cavs fell behind by as many as 17, but closed to within 3 early in the final period before ending their reign as champions. Cleveland stormed back from a 3-1 series deficit to win last year's finals against Golden State after the Warriors knocked off the Cavaliers in the 2015 finals. LeBron James fell 2 assists shy of his second consecutive triple-double, contributing team highs of 41 points and 13 boards for the Cavs. James had a spectacular series, averaging 33.6 points, 12 rebounds and 10 assists. Kyrie Irving had 26 points, and J.R. Smith chipped in 25 on 7 of 8 from three-point range there in that contest. Also, in notes from Major League Baseball, the Red Sox knocked off Philadelphia 6-5 on Dustin Pedroia's RBI single in the bottom of the 11th. Yu Darvish pitched 7 solid innings, and Nomar Mrazek hit a 3-run homer as the Rangers handed the Astros their 5th loss in 7 games, 6-1. Also, Jameson Taillon worked 5 scoreless innings, and the Pirates roughed up Kyle Freeland in a 7-2 win against Colorado. Atlanta won a wild one in Washington as the Braves rallied from 3 runs down and beat the Nationals 11-10 on Tyler Flowers' 3-run homer in the 9th. Jacob deGrom tossed the Mets' first complete game of the season as the New York dealt the Cubs their 9th consecutive road loss, 6-1. Mariners crushed the Twins 14-3 as Nelson Cruz collected 4 RBIs and Mitch Haniger had 4 hits. Kevin Smith hit his first career home run, and Avisail Garcia celebrated his 26th birthday with 3 RBIs as the White Sox outscored Baltimore 10-7 in Chicago. San Diego's Franchi Cordero hit his first major league home run, and Austin Hedges provided 3 hits and 3 RBIs in a 9-3 rout of Cincinnati. Also, the Major League Baseball draft has begun with Minnesota's selection of the California high school shortstop Royce Lewis with the number 1 pick. The 6-foot, 185-pound Lewis hit .377 with 4 homers and 25 stolen bases for J. Sierra Catholic High School. Lewis was a standout on USA Baseball's gold medal-winning under-18 team at the Pan American Championships last year. Cincinnati used the second selection to take California high school right-hander Hunter Green, one of the top two-way talents in a draft full of them, and San Diego selected North Carolina high school left-hander Mackenzie Gore with the third pick. And also in other sporting notes, here in the state, Iowa will have a logo displayed at midfield at Kinnick Stadium next season for the first time in nearly 4 decades. The Hawkeyes announced Monday that the new field it is putting in will have the Tiger Hawk logo, the same one that adorns Iowa's helmets between the 45-yard lines. Iowa's never had that logo, which it created in 1979 at midfield before. The Hawkeyes used a block I from 1972 to 80, but they've left midfield blank ever since. The new surface is the first move in a major renovation to the stadium set to take place over the next few years. And a healthy Matt Vandenberg would be a welcome boost for an Iowa receiving corps that lacks experience. Vandenberg had 19 catches for 3 touchdowns before a broken foot suffered in practice ended his season after 4 games. He suffered the same injury during spring drills but has since returned and is working on his conditioning to try to get back with the squad.
Not running for that long, and that gets you. I mean, you can do what you do to try and supplement that when you're on the bike and things like that, but there's no way to get in condition for running other than running. So the more time I get to do that, then I'll be right on track.
After such a great start to what was supposed to be his senior year, Vandenberg had to endure a string of frustration.
Anytime you deal with setbacks, it's not fun, you know, but that makes the fact that I'm back right now that much sweeter. I mean, I've waited 8, I think we're on month 9 since I've done a competitive rep, and so it just makes it that much sweeter, and everything happens for a reason. You know, I know there's a blessing in everything. You just got to find it, and I'm working on that.
And also in another local note, the Clarinda School Board approved a couple of coaching hires yesterday. They approved new head coach Roger Williams, who spent over 3 decades as an assistant in the program. And also they approved 6-time state champion coach Will Bauman as their head volleyball coach. He's previously worked at Galva, Holstein, Tripola, Nevada, and Cherokee. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.